Dear Mr. 2020, I notice you don't agree with people all that often. And I notice you don't disagree with them either. What you're doing is really subtle. And I love it. Because of what it's done for me. Would you share a bit about that in a podcast for us? Love, Barry. Hey, Barry. Let's do it. My name is Mr. 2020. Today is the 12th of May, 7:01 a.m. So, here's what my life is about. I don't even agree or disagree with me. I keep inviting myself to notice that there's more for me to notice. I keep discovering more and more there are opportunities to dance that I didn't do before, that I didn't notice before. One of the things we're exploring in Remarkable this year is instantaneous and spontaneous. The moment a desire comes upon you, that is the moment. That's the moment. That's your moment. And that's the moment that can expand, and that is expanding, and that is everywhere eternally. The moment. And most people resist. And most people refuse. Well, I don't know most people. Most people I manage to most people who expose themselves to me. And by the way, that doesn't mean I'm immune from this. It means I probably have more giggles than most people because I can notice where the moment becomes a refusal and just have a giggle about that. The moment becomes a refusal anytime you decide later or after or based upon. Or you give it a probability rating. Oh, good Lord. My buddy Tony and I worked for the Mount Pleasant Police Department and the West Newton Police Department. We both worked in both departments. I actually had it worse, better, because I also worked in a third police department. Scattered all over the place, trying to make things, make things. Tony had it better and worse than me, too. Tony had a wife and a kid. I was just swinging and single. But I had it better and worse than Tony because I had a Chevy S10 pickup truck that I bought new. Cost me $180.25 a month for the payment and $500 a month for the insurance. Because I managed to get a ticket and an accident. And they considered me high. Well, I had the accident before I got the truck, right? And so now I'm considered high risk. $680.25 a month to drive a truck to a job, to three jobs. But I seem to digress. You can get so lost in your stories that you stop noticing here's an opportunity to give life to a state. You can get so lost in the statements that you accept as true. About you, about your world. About how it matters who's president or prime minister. I'm just curious about who has a pulse. Because I have a pulse. And Neville Goddard says, through existing beings. Through existing men. You can look up the exact quote. That includes women's too, for you people that like to get offended. Because someone's not using a non-gender specific pronoun. God, you get that? That's a story that, see, you could live in a state where you find it humorous. Like, what else do we have to bitch about? Because we had COVID, and we had lockdowns, and we had immunizations, and we had the world financial crisis. I came to Australia in 2010. You know what they were still talking about? The global financial crisis. They didn't call it that in my neck of the woods, so I had no idea what they were talking about. And we went to the mall, and we went to tiny little villages, and we went to different suburbs, and I very rarely saw a store that was closed, or a cafe that was empty. And I'm thinking, well, you guys are still concerned about something that's a concept. It sure is not reflecting in your reality here. How many times have you got lost doing that? Lost in the data. Let's do the crass commercial. Join Remarkable.com. If that's too much for you, ManifestingMasteryCourse.com. ManifestingMasteryCourse.com in like 10 to 15 minutes a day will give you the basics, the foundations that you need. On the other hand, join Remarkable.com will invite you to a very special dance. And it'll give you a lot of goodies. Join Remarkable.com. If you're getting gold listening, imagine having the opportunity to dance live with us. And listen to a whole bunch of things that are much deeper than a podcast as our gift to you. But I also seem to digress. So in the book today, it's the 12th segment of a 31-segment book. You can call them chapters, days, whatever. But I shared a little bit about flirting. And I think I'm the most flirtatious human being on the planet. I think I am. Doesn't mean I am, but I seem to be. At least when I'm walking into the pool, or shopping, or at the outdoor market, or chatting with Victoria. But let's define what flirting is, just for a moment, because I'm curious about what you just imagined. Flirting is what is reaching towards, stretching into what's possible. So I tell Victoria this morning, I park my car, and I get out of my car, and there's this chick walking into the shops. I love using words that offend people because they have stories that come from suck states. You can wake up from them anytime. I'm just having some fun, you get it? And this chick's wearing exactly what I'm wearing, slippers. The same kind of slippers as me. Because I love wearing my slippers, they're just so comfy on my feet. And so I say two words to the back of her skull. Nice shoes. And you know what? Her head snapped around. I mean, if I would have called her some really nasty names, that's how fast her head snapped around. Her head snapped around, and I pointed down at my feet. And she got a wicked smile. Have a great day. You too. Enjoy. Right? Contact. Fun. A little bit of risk. A little bit of risque. And you know what's cool? I wasn't flirting to get anywhere with her. Right? See, a lot of people flirt. You know, say, hey, you know, we could have a good time. Right? Let me buy you a coffee so you can feel embedded or indebted with me, right? That's how a lot of people look at flirting. And for me, it's just for the fun. Here's a lovely expression of life, walking into the shops, wearing the same exact slippers as me. Oh my God, I can't resist reaching out so we can touch each other and be touched Who knows? Maybe she gets to go home and tell her boyfriend, hey, you'll never guess what happened. There's this guy, he's wearing the same exact slippers as me. How cool is that? How much rigid do you tolerate? How much fun can you stand? That's one of mine. I just love that. I probably stole it from someone. But how much fun can you stand? You can adjust your funostat anytime. You know, in your house, there's probably a thermostat, and you can adjust how warm or how cool your house is. Let it be something you enjoy, for God's sake. I know people that never set it where they'd enjoy, so they can tell stories about how poor they are and how expensive things are. Utterly fascinating to me. They'll enjoy telling the suck story for decades. I know these people. I have been those people. On the other hand, you can set it at a temperature you enjoy. Right? That might just inspire you to write a book in 31 days and make a difference in the world and make some extra money. We've talked about the math behind that. But how about the mission? Meanwhile, I think that's pretty good for a Sunday. How about you? If you get gold from the podcast, I've got two suggestions. Number one, NevilleGoddardStore.com. Go there, get some goodies, get some of those live call recordings if you're curious about what a dance with a crazy man is like. So let's admit it. All right, you'd have to be crazy to really live this way. NevilleGoddardStore.com. We've got heaps of live call recordings. We've got cool little packs. Joseph Goddard, if you want confidence. The streetcar, if you want to be bulletproof. All kind of cool shit. Go there, do those. But if you want to get a whole ton of those things as our gift to you, and you want to get on some live calls too, and a private little Facebook group where there isn't the everyday thing with, please tell me how to manifest my soulmate, I want to manifest $1 million a month. None of that bullshit flies in our remarkable group. Because people are soaring and stretching in there. JoinRemarkable.com. All right. Let's imagine up something lovely as we go into the silence. All right, doobie bop bop doo, doobie bop 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 doobie bop bop. If you want to join in our song and join in our dance, joinremarkable.com. That's JOIN remarkable.com. One word, have a great day. See ya.